USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Emotions are charged on both sides of the abortion debate one day after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Crowds gathered in Washington and elsewhere around the country. One demonstration on Friday night took a dangerous turn of events.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The last of the 21 victims in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting at Robb Elementary School was laid to rest on Saturday. Josiah Garcia's funeral was held at a Baptist church some 200 miles away in San Angelo, where he lived before moving to Uvalde last year. 19 children and two teachers were killed when a gunman opened fire a month ago. Police response to the incident has been heavily criticized ever since. Despite coming off of a no-confidence vote and two special elections where the Conservative Party lost, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains defiant.
Let's just be absolutely clear, Michelle. If you're saying you want me to undergo some sort of psychological transformation, I think that our listeners would know that is not going to happen.
Johnson on BBC Radio dismissed the special election defeats as predictable. His party mates believe that scandals involving COVID parties during lockdowns have damaged his effectiveness. Wall Street had a winning week at the close on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it's temporarily suspending abortion services in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. At issue is a 173-year-old state law in the books that says it's a felony for virtually any abortion to be performed except in instances where it is needed to save the mother's life. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said he would not enforce abortion bans in his state. In Massachusetts, Republican Governor Charlie Baker signed an executive order implementing legal protections for reproductive health care providers who serve out-of-state residents. More than a dozen states have trigger laws on the books that would criminalize abortion almost immediately, if not sooner, upon Roe v. Wade being overturned. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt announced the Show Me States ban on Friday.
Here in Missouri, the people's voice has already made clear that Missourians respect the sanctity of human life. We believe that without the explicit protection of the right to life, all liberties are under attack.
At least two people are dead and 10 others are injured in a shooting at a nightclub in Oslo, Norway. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen originally from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service became aware of the suspect first in 2015. They became concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise the country's terror alert. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.